Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We appreciate you guys in for tuning in and checking out the show. Make sure you follow us on social media at Cannabis Talk 101. I am at Joe Grande 52. Blue is at 1 Christopher Wright. The Pot Brothers at Law are at Pot_Brothers_@_Law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. And they are all not here today, but Daniel, one of our beloved interns who is a stud of a man, looks like he could be a little brother of mine. Also looks like he could be Shemp, Curly, part of the Three Stooges, because he's just a sexy man. Do you get that a lot by any chance from the older generation of saying, were you one of the Three Stooges' sons?
No, not at all. Never? I do get the handsome, though.
You know, the handsome the, you do, yeah.
The older ladies.
You kind of look like Curly's son a little bit. You never got the Curly son?
No, I get, you know what? I get like the dude from Stuart Little all the time, or damn.
Stuart Little?
Who's that
you
guy?
You do have a character look to yourself.
The Price is Right? What was that dude?
Oh, the dude, that white, oh man, he had a TV show too.
Drew Carey.
I can see Drew Carey in you.
I could be a stunt double, you know what I'm saying?
You do. Daniel, talk to the mic though next time, okay? Do you
Absolutely.
Mind? Jesus, I mean, I like you going back and forth like that. It's turning me on though. Keep leaning back and forth to the mic. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with me? Anyhow, who you guys? I have a great story. We have the Women of Cannabis Talk 101 coming. I think they're going to talk about the Olympics and, of course, you know, the scenario with old girl. And let's see how they do with that. But I got something for you, Daniel, and I need your opinion on it. Fetty Wap on why he's betting. And Pitt, feel free to join in. Talk about a little Fetty Wap. Cal, grab a mic, too, if you know anything about Fetty Wap. On why he's betting on the intersection of cannabis, crypto, and gaming. Now, the rapper and weed evangelist Fetty Wap is the new face of Grow House, a digital ecosystem bringing together cannabis, cryptocurrency, and NFTs. Alongside social media guru Brandon Hampton. So he's working with Brandon Hampton. The Raptor is generating new culture capital and perhaps accelerating the growth of real capital at the intersection of two sectors on the cusp of blastoff. So, of course, this is big. We all have heard of cryptocurrency. If you're living under a rock, maybe you haven't. The NFTs, non-fundable tokens, if I'm not mistaken, that's NFTs. Is that correct? Do you know
yes,
that
sir.
For sure?
Yep.
I just heard that the other day. I think I was watching the UFC fight, and they said NFTs. Is that what they were talking about on the NFT, right?
Yeah, they're selling
auctioning off something. Or you know what it was, too? The Dodgers are auctioning off one of the Dodger rings, and you got to pay for the auction or joining the auction on an NFT, non-fundable token. That's what they're doing, and I just heard that on the news. And if it wasn't for the news, thank you, ABC7. Shout out to Doc 11 News or whatever it is. What is the weather guy over there? I don't know why I love that. He got a spray tan on him for the best in the world on
Dallas
ABC.
Reigns.
Dallas Reigns. That's my, my right guy, there. Right? Every time I see that old dude, I think he's cooler than the other side of the pillow. Boy, oh boy, that motherfucker. And he always does like a little golf swing, so he always gets me. So anyhow, Fetty Wap, the Grammy-nominated hip-hop artist whose viral track, Trap Queen, earned him numerous awards. He's the new face of Grow House, a crypto cannabis crossover startup. All this has me just baffled. First off, I asked all of you guys to join in with me because who the fuck is Fetty Wap? I've heard the name, but I don't know. I'm out the game. I know that. I don't sit there. I'm not on fucking Power 106, Real 92.3. I'm not the guy anymore. And I don't even know off the top of my head what the song Trap Queen is. Please educate me. And I asked you, Daniel, and Cal, and Pitt to join in to explain, because I'm going to assume that there's a lot of listeners out there that are going, Joe, you're a bonehead. Fetty Wap is blah, 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 blah. So I want you guys to jump on me and call me the bonehead, because there's other listeners out there going, you're right, Joe. I have no idea who Fetty Wap is. So please, who's going to be the first to let me know what an idiot I am, because he's obviously Grammy nominated and everything else, but why can't I picture who Fetty Wap is?
All right, so Fetty Wap is a hip-hop artist who, as you said, his number one hit was, in fact, Trap Queen, which was, the song was based on, you know, having a wifey type, you know, in the dealing culture, if you will, you know, with you. And then right now...
In the coke game? Was he talking coke game?
Yeah,
okay.
Coke game, yeah, drug game,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, in the game, period. Mm-hmm. Hustling. Get on the mic, Pitt. Come on. Oh, you only have one?
In the hustle life, you know.
I thought you had two mics over there.
I got another one. I hook it up.
Yeah, there you go. Come on now. I want to hear your sexy voice, too, talking about Fetty Wap, because I want to hear that story you said a minute ago.
And like you said, Pitt, earlier, he's known as the very first one-eyed rapper in history, you know, and he actually made the first mistake, as Pitt said, you know, of thinking he can ride a motorcycle, you know, with only one eye, which basically led to him missing the Real 92.3, the very first real show that they had.
Are you serious?
Yep. So...
And. He riding a motorcycle. He can only go right. He can't turn left.
He got a right eye or he got a left? So he only got his right eye? Is his left eye patched up?
Not even patched. It's just like... it's like.
So he had a patch like Blue had a patch on his eye for
basically,
a minute.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, so he's perfect.
Like One Eye Willie.
So what happened with him? Is he a pirate? Or is like what? Is
like
he
Slick Rick?
Is it the look like Slick Rick had a bad eye or do we
nah,
know?
He don't even have a patch. His just looks like no eye. It's like,
oh,
it's
yeah,
like
it's a glass
closed.
Eye.
Yeah, closed glass eye.
Does he carry Windex?
Not even that. I think he just rides around like with it like just closed.
That's dope.
For the most part.
God bless
him.
Okay, he just has a bad eye. Whatever. Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, no, and as far as him, you know, getting into the NFT game, I think right now he's doing what a lot of actual artists right now are doing, and that's getting involved with the cryptocurrency world. You know, he's not the very first one to do this. I believe Eminem himself had an NFT coin that he was selling.
Right, he did, huh?
Yeah, and it came with an exclusive beat that he produced himself. You know, and I believe Dame Dash. You know, I don't mean to get off topic, but yeah, Dame Dash attempted to do an NFT coin and try to do a Jay-Z's Reasonable Doubt Masters as a way to, you know, to sell that NFT. And I think Jay caught him before he was able to do it.
Yep.
You know, so basically, Fetty is doing striking while the iron's hot, basically, because actually cryptocurrency is probably the biggest side hustle right now, you know.
Cal, why aren't you sitting up here explaining all this? Fucking Daniel's.
I believe, yeah.
Yeah,
that mic, I believe, is set up. I don't think it works.
Either way, that's fine. You're fine there, too. You're better. Daniel's better looking on camera than you are.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll let Daniel hold down the throne right now. Yeah.
Daniel looks like a character. You look like a cholo.
You know, well, I am half a Salvadorian and Mexican. That's why. Don't let this look fool you. This European, you know.
Oh,
that
no,
I got,
exactly.
You know,
hey, I didn't say white guy by no means. I never called you the white guy.
It's all good.
Even though you do look like
Drew Carey,
Drew
man.
Drew Carey. I know you're not a white guy though. That's funny.
He usually gets the Bobby Hill too.
Oh, damn, this guy.
Bobby Hill.
Bobby Hill. God damn it, Bobby.
Well, are you saying the character, Cass? Yeah.
He is a character though, right? Yeah. When you look at, and he's a great guy. Both of you guys are great guys. Don't get it twisted. I love you both to that. But and you both do have a character. Look, you look like one of them little cholo things. Remember the cholo characters that you used to buy?
I look like the homies.
The homies. One of the little homies.
Yeah.
He looks like one of the little homies. Anyhow, let me get back to this story right here. Fetty Wap, right? So he greenhouse bills itself as the first ever decentralized cannabis game like an adult Farmville. In the grow house ecosystem, players can grow their own virtual weed and earn grow tokens, the cryptocurrency powering the platform's virtual economy. Players can plant, grow, as well as other cryptocurrencies to grow money trees and watch their yields grow. They can also plant seeds that grow into tradable, non-fundable tokens, NFTs, plants. Plus, the game offers various opportunities for brands to engage with users, including the Cannapad, which is a launchpad for cannabis brands to create NFTs that can be used within the ecosystem to grow more digital plants. After launching its grow token through a decentralized liquidity exchange, or an initial DEX offering IDO earlier this month, GrowHouse could be poised for well major growth, which would be further accelerated by the buy-in of celebrities and influencers like Fetty Wap. I just think it's crazy, and it's crazy dope, that cats like this are jumping into something that may sound, what the hell is this? And it's when people do things like this that make just for a better economy, whether or not young people in the hood of color know of cryptocurrency or not, they might know of it now a little more because Fetty Wap's talking about it.
Yeah, he's opening doors.
And it doesn't make it just a thing of Anglos or capitalizing on that or this and that, right? Yes. People of color have money. Why shouldn't they be able to jump into this crypto game? So that part makes me happy. Knowing that it's this cannabis game and they're growing things and doing that, that makes me happy. Like, oh, this is a very interesting, clever way of doing it and exploring the whole cannabis game, because they're actually a video game where you're planting seeds and growing your crop, which is now your cryptocurrency.
Which is really cool.
It's for y'all. It's phenomenal cool.
Absolutely.
It's a crazy idea if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And it's because it's a totally different approach, because especially right now with the stock market, you know, becoming as popular as it is and being that it's catching so much mainstream notoriety. And like you said, the, you know, people who are, you know, who are popular within, you know, within the culture are getting more involved in it, which makes it more attractive to the common individual. Like it's a great approach to it, and something different that'll allow them to be more interested and, you know, something that they can learn along the way.
I like what they say here. It's a Cano crypto love story. Fetty Wap is the company's first celebrity brand ambassador. The rapper tells The Drum, which is a magazine, it was super interesting to me to learn how you can just make money out of nothing. I had to learn a few things as far as crypto is concerned, which most people do, NFTs and things of that nature. So I spoke to a few of the guys from Grow House, and once I learned with them, I knew it was up from there. Grow House is steering in part by Chief Cannabis Officer Brandon Hampton, who's been called the largest independent social media publisher in the world. Hampton is a social media phenomenon who owns major monetized Instagram brands, including @Money, @Marijuana, @Fitness, and @Notebook. He first gained notoriety when he claimed the @DaveChappelle Twitter handle before The Real Comedian was able to and gain that. He's one of these guys that just basically stole everything before anybody can get it, which is fucking brilliant.
Right.
And when I say stole it, I ain't mad at him. I'm saying
it's evil genius. Yeah.
It is an evil genius. Yeah. That's a great term to use right there, right? He was brought on by Grow House to apply his skills safe around social media marketing, celebrities, influencers, and the ability to garner attention and eyeballs. And I think Hampton has done that. He believes the platform and its promotion across social platforms could help propel the growth of the commercial cannabis category. The problem in cannabis has been for all of the eternity around banking and the financial side, he says. Even in states where cannabis is legal to sell, banks are federally regulated, so you can't put that income into the bank account. The Grow token solves this problem by acting as a true utility token for farmers, distributors, dispensaries, and consumers. So, looks like Fetty Wap got his hand on something pretty good right there.
That is dope.
Cha-ching.
Right? Cash in. Ladies of Cannabis Talk 101 are coming back right now. We'll be right back after this break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Now it's time for the women of Cannabis Talk 101 with the skinny queen Janae Ault and Playboy Playmate Christine Smith.
Hi, welcome to Women in Cannabis Talk 101. I'm the skinny queen. You can follow me at skinny queen Janae.
I always follow you, and I'm Christine Smith, and you guys can follow me at Christine's Fire.
And you are
vibing with the women of Cannabis Talk 101.
Woo! Fire in the hole!
Fire in the hole! Fire at Cannabis Talk 101!
Fire and blowing shit up. We're fast.
Threaten me with a good time.
Fast. Fast as lightning. Bullet fast. We're talking like Tesla
like
fast.
Olympic fast?
I'm talking like Olympic fast. I'm talking about like, I don't know, what is that one like race car that was really fast? But I'll just tell you.
I like that car named Christine that kills people that piss her off.
Oh, okay. Well, there's that kind of fast. But there's talking, we're talking, oh, good. There's, what is a Gonzalez? Speedy Gonzalez fast.
There you go.
Yeah, and then there's also another. And it's not Shakira this time. What is it, Christine? Shakiri.
Woo!
Richardson in the house. She is my black unicorn, especially with that orange hair running. Like, honestly, she is so beautiful, so like a stallion. And I watched her in her race today because I wanted to do a little, I don't know, just wanted to really understand where she comes from. And honestly, just her, like, what she had to say, Christine, That woman's got fight in her.
No, I love her looks too. I love that because before this, it's like, you know, it's like she didn't know all this stuff was going to happen. And just that picture of her, she's like working it. She's got the lashes. She's just standing there like she's like, yeah, I am a goddess. Like, so I love, like, I hope that she just gets huge endorsement deals, that her life changes in such magical ways because of this, and that other people's lives are going to change because this is the stupidest thing on the planet that I've ever heard.
Well, you know, the reason why I wanted to talk about this side of the story and these side of the tracks is imagine being her. Everybody's already quit.
Yeah, your mother just died.
Right.
Just died, guys, listeners. Her mother just died.
And, like, I want everyone to think for a second, like, when you go to the gym, how long do you spend at the gym, really? Like, okay, you might spend 30, 45 minutes. Do you know how long and hard and tumultuous it is for a Olympic athlete to make it into the Olympics? How much they train?
Dude, I mean, it's like 24 hours a day, basically. It's like all you do is eat, sleep, run.
I don't even smoke that much weed, and I smoke a lot of weed. And, like, she, like, this is, you got to think how much training goes in and to the mind. And into the body, and into the financial pocket.
Yeah, and the dumbest thing is that the best thing possible for these runners is to consume cannabis to prevent injuries, to heal from injuries, to sleep, to rest, to recover.
And you're going through all this, you've given your life, you are labeled, and you are championed as the fastest runner on the planet as a female. Like, that's true, right, Pitt? 100%.
Wow. Okay. I didn't even hear that she was the fastest. Oh, I can't wait. This woman's going to get so famous. I'm throwing it in the universe out there.
But now this is the big like thing I want us to like think about now, because I like to think of this weird stuff, is we come to a point in life where you have all this stuff that happens to you and, you know, we go through so much, but yet we forget where we're at, right? And with cannabis and everything that we've been fighting, we're always thinking about what we have to do in the future, right?
Yeah.
So we never stop and really see where it's going on in the other part of the world. I wanted, this has given us a complete opportunity to go, whoa, I know all the stuff that we're doing here in the United States. I know my liberties here in California. I'm smoking weed as I speak. I'm live on the radio.
Yes, listeners, I'm snorting weed as you guys listen to me.
Right. But somebody just gets kicked out of the Olympics now that has been, remember what I said about how much do you spend in the gym? This person lives and breathes and fights and dreams and gets sponsored, and days and hours are put into this. This is not something that was just like, oh, I'm going to smoke it and I'm going to like just get kicked out of the Olympics. So what she must be going through.
Ooh, I just thought of something that, since, you know, greed usually runs most people. So all you guys that own teams, Olympics, da-da-da, everyone that makes money off athletes, the best way for them to rehab and stay in the game and for you to make money is to consume cannabis. So all of you guys, the more money, the better health, all of your fighters, all of your athletes, all of your everything are in. Because like before me, so I saw the doctor that treated the Angels sports team before me using Califex nonstop for 4 years. For years and years and years, lasers, therapy, all this crap. And still, I could only choose between petting my dog or doing dishes because the nerve damage was so bad in my shoulder. And literally, nonstop, Califex cannabis use, you know, and then flower, everything that was wrong with me healed. I couldn't run before. Now I can. So it's like, guys, if you own teams, like, everyone on the Olympics, like, you guys, I mean, think about your athletes now. You guys should be fighting this to be legal, because then they'll literally be able to fly practically.
Well, thank you for that, Christine. That's beautiful.
I'm going to jump off my cannabis soapbox now.
Because that's another point to this. There's so much to say. Like, there's so much that from what she's done that is going to kind of ricochet so many other doors to open for us to see where we are, because we're always looking where we want to go, right? So this stops us for a second. It makes us go, whoa, wait a minute here. What are you trying to stop the United States of America going in and being able to race, because we're just God's green, you know, plant here? And it's, you know, we all know what this is.
And guys, too, like a lot of athletes, I hope I'm not cutting you off in a bad way, but like all these people that don't know about cannabis, there was literally 5 land races on this earth when it was made, and everything, it's different in every continent, and everything you need to help cure whatever diseases are in that plant. Like, there is a reason. Like, it's not just people getting high. It's literally created to heal people, and you're denying people that, you know, you're that are they're providing you all these big jets, all this money you make off them, like you're depriving them of that by not fighting for your athletes and everyone to be able to consume cannabis.
So opportunity, awareness, right? Acceptance. Then we have, remorse, regret, all these things that we can feel as we're starting to, her story unravels. And as we all learn it, and as, you know, we start to have sympathy and understanding. But she's a leader, and she's a disruptor, and she's one of these people that will be implemented in time that has helped our space as well. Because when we see and stuff is being pulled back in front of us, it puts a light on it, doesn't it? So she has put the biggest light on cannabis right now. And where it is in Olympics, where it is seen around the world, where it's seen with athletes. Like, I look at her as a hero. And, you know, her life isn't done. And I would take it back for her. But we can't go back in time. We only can stand strong for where we're at. And honestly, if you know, these next 4 years, this is a couple of things that, like, I look here.
No, that's
here.
Right, because she can't race for 4 years now, right, because of this?
But there's 2 opportunities to behold. There's an understanding and an evolving, which is on the Olympic side and the world side. And then there's the acceptance for her and the determination and I hope the willingness to be open about cannabis. And also for us to be a community and really support her. Like, I honestly think we should start, like, the whole cannabis community should start making shirts that have her face on it and, like, dedicating something to her. I feel like we all as a community should look at and really feel for her and start a fund. And, you know, this is something that I want everyone to think about, too, because my brain's really twisted, but I always twist it right to the right way we need to be.
No, I'm excited too, because I think like a lot of people who don't smoke cannabis or probably don't know anything about cannabis will even be like, you know what, this is excessive. And then so I feel like laws down the road have to get changed because of this. And like maybe a lot of other countries where it's still not legal anywhere will be made legal because it is just so completely ridiculous. And plus there's no way to really track it, right? Because it's THC is stored in your fat cells. It's like I know I was dating someone that worked out nonstop, zero body fat. He passed drug tests. But I'm sure if I were to get one, like, I would fail. And it's like, we could smoke the same amount. So all the tests are completely unfair to begin with anyways. She could have smoked something 3 weeks ago, or even anyone could. And it's like, all these tests are unreliable.
Yeah, that's another even angle that I hope somebody does talk about, or we'll bring it up on another episode, is talking about, you know, these tests and who is testing. There's one other thing I want everyone to think about, because I really feel this story is going to be multiple stories connected to it, because there's so many different avenues we could go down, because she's changing history right now and she's writing it. And she's an icon.
No, I love it. Like, we're literally prohibition watching queens that are changing the world.
She's a queen unicorn. I love that. And is the Olympic side. And it's them realizing, are they outdated?
Yes.
Are they being racist?
Hopefully not.
Listen, I'm not saying anything. I'm just stating facts. Are they?
Yeah, you're asking very valid questions.
Are they all these certain things? Because the eyes need to point to them too. You know, because if there's like Mr. Phelps.
No, that's really interesting. If it was a white male, would he be kicked out for 4 years?
This is not, I'm only going off.
I never even thought about that, actually.
Only going off of what facts would be. But I'm not saying even it's a fact. It's just something to look at, because we're dealing with so many different variables. And I think the one thing that we need to look at is when it comes to Olympics, is they have something that they could do. They could set an example. And they could be like, they could say, you know what?
I'm ashamed of your flame, Olympics. I hate that we're related right now. Sorry.
They could they could look at starting like a fund that looks into what cannabis could do for the Olympics or people that have certain injuries.
Tons
or
of taking, facts and healing.
Taking, and let's say they take the cannabis instead of some of the other stuff, and we support it with the Olympics. Because we need to evolve in the human race. We cannot degress. And we have to look at if this is a natural supplement that is helping people, and we are all one together on this planet, then we have to be all one in the science of us growing. If we care about one another, if that's a thing still. I hope it is.
Yeah, and there is so many facts. There, I mean, people can't deny the anti-inflammatory properties, the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No one can deny it anymore. I'm like, speaking of magical cannabis companies, actually, do we have anyone to give shout-outs to outside of Cali Effects that healed all my nerve damage?
I just want to say one last thing is, like, I started crying today when I watched her give her little, you know, her hug to her mother, her grandmother, and winning that race. And, you know, her biological mother died a week prior to this race, and like watching her grandmother hug her and stuff and just hearing her story of what she's been through and all the things, I just, shame on us as like humans not getting it together yet. Like, she, that's a beautiful queen goddess that like should be running that race proudly. And because of something that we are banned or we can't get right with our own politics, yeah, and that's keeping a beautiful...
Cannabis people can boycott the Olympics, not to cut you off. Just throwing that out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want us really to think about what we can do to support this beautiful queen.
Yeah, like everyone, like our voice counts. Like our voice counts, saying this is wrong. Like Olympics, this is wrong. Like everyone, I use cannabis. Everyone listen, tell your stories.
And when I say these things, one thing you got to listen with an open ear and open mind. Don't judge, because these are facts. I'm not stating anything. I'm biased. I look at things as when I'm doing the news, as I want people to hear and make their own decision. The way I feel about her, I spoke my truth. But I just want everyone to hear facts so that they can sit back and then they can find their truth and be part of this beautiful mission, because she's now, to me, she's in the forefront, and I absolutely worship her.
Yeah, we freaking support you, too. So, yeah get it, girl, because, like, the world is going to be your oyster soon.
Everyone follow
everyone
her.
Everyone supports you.
Everyone follow her that's listening. Even if you don't like her, still follow her, because if you're part of the cannabis space, you should be wanting to evolve and understand. And if you don't like her, I don't understand why. And any haters out there, you just hate to love, because she's magical. And
haters, just put a vape pen in your mouth and suck it. You'll get over it.
And like, if she ever gets to listen to this podcast, angel, beautiful soul, queen, goddess that you are, you keep doing and just running as fast as can be. And we support and love you. And just you coming out and just being honest. We are human, but you are a unicorn.
She is a magical goddess.
Yeah. So, Christine, what's going on with the boys?
I don't know, but I don't know. Joe looks a little confused about something, but all right. Well, back to you, boys.
Thank you for listening to the Women of Cannabis Talk 101 with the skinny queen, Jhené Ault, and Playboy Playmate, Christine Smith.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand.
In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Thank you, ladies, so much. Always good to hear you guys and
always
make a lot of nonsense, but, you know, I don't get it. But either way, I love you guys. Pit, you're wrong for that. That boy over there, Pit, Joe, I don't know what they talking about. They talking about this mobile whoop-de-woo-woo-woo. All right, Pit, I got you. I'm not going to tell everybody what you said about him.
We'll see you.
He's smiling with a big old grin. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying nothing, but I got Cal joining me with Daniel, two of the guys that work with us over here. I want you guys to join in and talk about this story right here and get your take on this.
Yes, sir.
I read this story, and when I read this story, I instantly thought of Mark and Craig as they would say something on the opposite side of what I'm going to say. And once I read this, you guys will it all make sense to you. But I want to read this story and get your guys' opinions on. And first off, I've seen this type of thing happen and think about, like, fuck, this is funny. But then some of them are like, no. And all I think about once again is Mark and Craig. No, that's not happening. That's not how it goes. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So here is the scenario and here is the story. High potency weed linked to psychotic episodes, mystery vomiting to young users. In Boulder, Colorado, one day in fall of 2018, a gentleman by the name of Bo Gribben began to vomit and couldn't stop vomiting after he threw up multiple times an hour from morning to night before his mother drove him to the hospital near their home. He says it felt like Edward Scissorhands was trying to grab my intestines and pull them out, said the kid Gribben. Now, Bo Gribben was 17 years old at the time, folks, just to give you that. Over the next 9 months, though, Gribben went to the emergency room 11 times for the same problem. Severe vomiting and screaming at the same time that lasted for hours. When a physician's assistant told them the likely causes, Gribben didn't believe it at first. He had never heard of cannabis producing a side effect like that. So this was the physician's assistant. Once again, let me point that out as I read the story. The only thing that convinced me was that I stopped when I stopped smoking, said Gribben, now at the age of 20. So he was like, his anecdotal evidence was he smoked. This is what happened. Threw up and had problems and screaming and pain. Colorado and Washington became the first states to legalize recreational cannabis in 2012. Several years later, doctors in Colorado and other states are expressing alarm over the increasingly potency of cannabis and the health risk it may pose on younger users from psychiatric issues, including violent psychiatric episodes, to mystery episodes and conditions that, you know, that we just had, that gentleman had. The condition officially called cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome, but now known to healthcare workers as scromiting, a mashup of screaming and vomiting, has popped up with increasingly frequencies at hospitals in Colorado, is what the doctor said. Scromiting is the name of the term that they're using here. The ER at Parkview Medical Center in Pueblo saw only 5 scromiting cases in 2009. By 2018, the number had risen to more than 120.
Oof.
This is big, you guys. That's what I'm saying. The story, hear it out.
A new word that I haven't heard of, scromiting.
You and me both, Pilar. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? According to data compiled by Dr. Brad Roberts, an emergency room physician at the hospital, reports of the syndrome doubled in 2 different ERs in the state shortly after legalization. According to one study, Dr. Roberts said the presence of these patients strains hospitals' resources when faced with people suffering from bouts of nonstop vomiting. Doctors often order up an array of diagnostic tests to rule out underlying causes. We are up a lot of medical resources to see if there is anything more seriously wrong with them, of course, the doctor said. A 2018 national research review called the syndrome an increasingly prevalent and complacent problem for healthcare providers and patients. Cannabis has been consumed by humans for thousands of years, but relatively little is known about cannabinoid hypermesis system. The condition was first reported in scientists' lectures in 2004. But bottom line, you guys, this is happening, and the studies are showing this. Have you guys ever heard of anything like this?
Never. And that, how ironic is it that, you know, somebody started experiencing symptoms when people usually smoke cannabis to get away from those symptoms? But instead, you know, it gave him the symptoms, you know. And this is definitely one of those stories that it definitely, you know, even as, you know, extensive as it is, it actually brings up more questions than it does answers than anything, you know.
Absolutely.
First one being, you know, was this the first time this kid has ever smoked marijuana, or has he had previous experiences
Good
before?
Good question, Cal. A 2017 review of studies found that 97% of people who developed the condition reported using cannabis at least once a week.
Okay.
So it wasn't the first time users. About 75% said they consumed cannabis regularly for over a year.
Absolutely. And, you know, Colorado is definitely known for that. But I can't help but feel like, you know, something fun, wherever these people were getting their batches of marijuana from, like, you know, I can't help but feel like, you know, it was tampered with in some way, shape, or form.
Well, who knows if it was tampered, but, I mean, I'm going to say a story of myself when I was in San Diego, good old 1990 exactly. Actually.
Simpler times.
Yes, that's when I graduated. So it was 1990. My boy goes to San Diego State. It was the first time I was introduced to a 5-foot bong. What year were you born, Cal?
89.
Oh, so a year after.
A year after.
When you were a baby. Mm-hmm. Welcome, son.
Thank you.
I'm there, and I hit this 5-foot bong.
Mm-hmm.
I coughed so fucking hard. I felt like I was going to lose a lung.
Right.
Now, by no means was I crying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. We were high as a kite. Don't get it twisted. But that smoke from a 5-foot, and it was that Mexican cess that was just all packed up back in the day, right? So we were popping some seeds and this and that too in it. But it was so harsh and so crazy. My point is to the story is I can see this
happening.
I had many events of other people hitting some killer skunk chronic way back in the diggity on a decent-sized bong. Mm-hmm. It was always bongs, though.
Right.
That got cats hacking.
Exactly.
I never personally, don't get me wrong, met somebody who, what was the term again? The crying and
scromiting?
I never had anybody scromiting.
Exactly.
Thank you. I can't wait to use that term more often. Have you ever scromited? What? Have you ever scromited?
Let never me teach in you my how life. To scromit.
I mean, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I feel bad for the people.
Indeed.
Because there's nothing worse than just coughing up a lung like that.
Nothing.
Right? Because we've all taken bong rips where...
And what's so burned in my mind right now is the way you said that he explained it. He felt like he was getting torn out, you know, by Edward Scissorhands. You know what I mean? And I'm like, That's what made me cringe right now.
See, and when I read that too, and I thought of that, like, we all describe our pain, right? Like, mm-hmm. you guys heard me describe my pain that I walked through in life.
Absolutely.
Which is probably something like, oh, wow, like, literally, I'm sitting in a good position right now. Like, sometimes I got to grab the mic, I just sit back. Mm-hmm. But when I lean forward, it feels like a knife's being jabbed into my side of my leg right here. Mm-hmm. Like, it just feels like that. Even when I stood up, I really pointed it out to you guys earlier today going, look at you guys, I'm going to show you, this is my pain. I'm literally going through it. I'm talking through my pain. Where it may not have meant shit to you, but my point is you get to hear something like, yes, we don't see what someone's going through.
Please get well soon, Joe.
Yeah, thank you. As I live through my pain, you know. I'm not scromiting by no means. I'm just living in pain from old football injuries and life injuries. And actually, this was a workout injury. But either way, I've seen this. And I knew, which I'm glad none of you guys have said that way, felt mm-hmm. that way, have seen anybody. But I don't think you guys are more like, oh, I can't believe it. Where I'm like, oh, no, I can see this. I could feel you see it.
Mm-hmm. I threw up off of a bong hit before.
I've thrown up off several bong hits.
Yeah.
Were you screaming?
No, I wasn't doing none of that.
Even if the dab sometimes, you know what I mean? Sometimes that might be a little overwhelming. Yeah, it's some of the new shit that's called.
And have you dabbed and coughed real hard?
Yeah, every single day of my life.
Because I was coughing, though. I just went, my brother was in there cooking. I was like in high school still, and he was in the kitchen cooking, and I went in there when he went to the bathroom and stole some of his little food he was cooking and then tried to slide back outside and then
took a bong load.
Took a bong hit and threw up all his food right there in front of him.
Tried to run the no, I didn't eat any.
Yeah, like, oh, that wasn't me.
What's all this food that just came out your mouth? That's the point. Like, I've seen several, and I've too have yacked off smoking a bong load.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But never the full term of scromiting. When you're vomiting and screaming.
Never had to go to the hospital smoking weed.
I never felt like Edward Scissorhands was tearing out my insides.
And I've never been to the hospital smoking weed, but I got a buddy named Randy Flores. This guy, dude, so he was 4 years older than me in the neighborhood. He's a neighborhood cat, right? Mm-hmm. So you guys know neighborhood folks, sir. Right? So for those who don't know what neighborhood mean, like, we grew up in the neighborhood where he's the older G, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're just a neighborhood group of dudes that we're not a gang, we're a neighborhood, right? Like, we all do things. Yeah, exactly. He's older, but we still kicked it. When I was a freshman, he was a senior. I may even graduate. Either way, like, he let me use his car for my prom. You know, and this and that.
It's the real OG, right there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He had a fear. Whatever type of whip he had, you know, he hooked me up. He was one of the OG.
One of your day one homies.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I knew him since I was a kid, right? Mm-hmm. Randy Flores. So he had his pops had a van. We're driving around in the van, and he hit some of this good old skunk weed we used to have back in the day. Right. You know what I mean? It wasn't called your OG kush. We got some skunk.
Mm-hmm.
We hit this. This dude fucking freaked out. Gave me his bag of weed because he couldn't smoke it no more. Joe, I can't smoke this. And he was like, they're here. They're like, he just
panicking,
like on some acid mushroom style shit. Like a sure. bad. Sure. Like, and I'm like, give me that. That made me feel so good. I love this weed. This was one of the best batches of weed we've gotten in a long time over here. So my point behind the story is I've seen people freak out. That was one. I've seen a couple chicks in high school, too, hit some weed, just weed, and get all spooky, like, on some, like...
The paranoia starts
exactly,
kicking
right?
In.
And like, I'm like, ain't no one... You're good. Like, you know, let me play Big Brother, but then I was always the cool cat, right? Like, I was captain of the football team, the president, this... You know, I wasn't some hooligan. No. I was known to be a good dude. Mm-hmm. And then they're getting nervous on me. And I'm like, come on, girl. I ain't about to do nothing to you, crazy. Why are you guys tripping? So my point is I've seen people trip at an early age off just smoking weed. Now, in the same neighborhood I grew up in, I don't think they were just smoking weed. I think they were smoking some PCP on the corner, which had them on some boogaboo. You know what I mean? They're just sitting there pat like on the curb.
They're all stuck, you know?
Exactly. On the fence. Stuck on stupid, where some cats may think, oh, that's some smoking weed. Nah, they're smoking that sherm.
Yeah,
like that
Michael
ain't just
Jackson.
Weed.
Eddie, are you okay?
Yeah! Eddie, are you okay? So, it happens out there. I know some people are going to say, like, Mark, never, no, this was a bad kid who had some disease. If the doctors are reporting this, they've reported and seen the reactions. Maybe they all ate from the same burger spot in Denver. Maybe. I don't exactly. Mm-hmm. Daniel's shaking his head no. I don't think so either.
Can't
I
be
think,
a coincidence. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it could be a coincidence when the numbers jump like that. I think I said, what did it jump to, 190 or something like that?
Yeah. Is that worldwide, Joe?
No, this was only in Colorado. Boulder, Colorado, 2018 is when this young gentleman started. Now at the age of 20, he figured that out, and the doctors started reporting it, and now in the
best
ER,
wishes to him.
We need to see what's going on in Boulder, Colorado.
Well, like you said, by 2018, the number rose to more than 120, according to the data by Dr. Brad Roberts in the emergency room. I don't think they're keeping this report to make cannabis look bad. I don't know. Maybe they were, and it's propaganda. You know what I mean? Maybe these doctors are trying to be like, fuck this.
Well, you almost hope it is, because that's a lot of people to have been taken down, you know, by cannabis, you know, and I hope.
And like, in the ER know, and in that year going, this is what they came in for. And these people might be on some like, man, I smoke some weed and this is what I'm going through. And I'm coughing and I'm screaming and I'm going through this. But either way, it's Cannabis Talk 101. Thank you guys for joining us. Cal, Daniel, Pitt.
Thank you for
love you guys,
me, sir.
Everybody Abel.
It's a pleasure, Joe.
What's your name again, brother? Tim.
Shout out to Tim.
Tim, that ain't your motherfucking name.
Tim, Jackie Chan kick your ass in the neck.
Yeah, right. Hey, look at it. My name's Tim. Thank you guys all for helping, brother. We appreciate it. It's Cannabis Talk 101. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
Woo. Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.